Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Two captains in the middle, let's have a listen.
Yeah, just let it go on the ground. Heads or tails, just, you're the cool, mate. Tails is cool. It's a head.
Zach Merrill wins the toss, he'll kick to the Ponsford stand in. Massive build-up, famous names, Rocker, Hurd, that have written themselves on this game. Zaha Arkes, who does it today, Joey?
Oh, I'm going to the big guns. We mentioned earlier, Dacos to Goey. I think they're both in prime form. And then you look at Essendon, you go to Zachy Merritt, the skipper, who's been sensational form. He's going to have to do it again, you feel. Jake Stringer starting in the centre bounce. I like that. Collingwood's big win last week against Port was their small forwards. They were dynamic. Jamie Elliott, Hoskin Elliott, Lipinski, Bobby Hill. So they've got a real opportunity against this Essendon defence to get after them again. Cracking game, I can't wait.
And Durham straight to Dacos at the centre bounce.
Anzac Day, packed house to the MCG. Collingwood up against the Bombers for McDonald's Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Bounce in the middle is perfect. Draper wins the first one towards half forward. Quainer dived at it. Did well. Dacos got pushed out of the way. DeGoey's in there and they stack on that one. And the umpire balls it up.
Pendlebury starting at half back. Interesting to see. Not in the midfield.
Essendon home game. The twirling of the scarves a la Kevin Sheedy before the bounce was something. Shields tries to get it clear. Stringer early possession. Merritt slips it out forward. Chain of hand pass. And Jones, who goes short forward. And it's Langford, who's a bit of a dead eye man in front of the sticks. Will have the first opportunity. Anzac Day 2024. 45 degree angle, 35 out.
It was a beautiful chain of handball to get the overlap on the outside. And just some beautiful composure from Harrison Jones. Could have probably let the occasion get the better of him there and have a shot from a pretty difficult angle and from a little bit further out, but then just squared it up straight to Langford. Great pass, good start.
67% of man set shots. 13 goals, 7 this season. The kick, an early goal on Anzac Day. Langford drives it forward. Kicks the opener for the Bombers. Big Essendon crowd here. They're up. And Langford's got them there. The Bombers one straight. Collingwood yet to roll. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yeah, clearance win at centre half forward set up that goal. It was interesting to see Jade Gresham just slip out the front of that stoppage, which allowed them to get that sort of chain of handballs. He's been a slippery customer this year. Been in pretty good form, two-man Jade Gresham. I love what he's added to Essendon's front half this year. He was heavily involved.
No doubt. He's a second-rated player at the Bombers this year, is Jade Gresham.
Mackay in the half-back line gets it out to McGrath. McGrath likes to run with the football and does now. Looking for Jones on centre wing. A good kick. Alwyn Davey Jr. went running past. Elected not to give it to him, so now he has to hold up it. And his short ball finds Martin up from half-back. So Martin still two kicks from home. Keeps it low to Stringer, who marked it on the 50 where the boundary intersects. The umpire will probably bring back Maynard a couple. And he's as good as anyone from here, Jake Stringer.
Well, this is about a 10% chance to kick a goal from here. But for Jake Stringer, it's up at about 30%.
I'm going to give him 40 because I want him to have a shot. And then run all the way back to the middle with the hand in the air. Here comes Stringer from 55. He gets it back. Have a look at that. Jacob Stringer. It wasn't 40%. It was 100%, Joey. Big start to the Bombers. Two straight 12. The Pies are yet to score.
Well, how's the in-swing on that? It started at the left goalpost and it just hooped. It nearly touched the right goalpost. It moved that much, but he just played that beautifully. He knew exactly where his own kick was going to move, but also the breeze that Mickey Roberts was talking about on that boundary line. And if that doesn't lift the Bombers, nothing will, because that man really sets his place alight when he's up and about.
Early start, Bombers got the first two in the blink of an eye. The rangy Nick Cox has got it on the outer side.
Sometimes you just do it, Howie. You don't think about it.
Yeah, you're an intuition man. Cox plays on. Sends a 60-metre ball forward. Draper sets himself, goes very early. Couple of days early. Falls to Jones. Is this three for the Bombers? What a start, Essendon. Three and a half in. Have got bang, bang, bang. Langford, Stringer, Jones on the board. Collingwood not so. Three straight to zip, zip. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, it's coming from Marks on lead at the moment. We said, Joey, you said how well they spread coming out of their D50. Every time Essendon have had the ball, they've looked for someone on a lead to kick the ball to. We know Collingwood's defence, yes, they want to press up, but if it's coming in slow, they like to get numbers back in their D50. They had numbers there, but no one was anywhere near Harry Jones as that fell to ground.
So Caldwell sets the footy up. Goldstein's down there. Wright's down there. Front of the pack. There's bombers everywhere. Merritt smothered off the boot. A lot of players around this one. Opportunity again. Parrish. Standing start. They've got another one, the Bombers. What a start by Essendon. 4 goals in 7 minutes. They lead by 24 points. And this place is alight.
Well, Collingwood have hardly got it past halfway. Essendon winning these centre clearances, playing it in their forward half. Their pressure's off the charts, G-man.
293, Joey.
And they are just winning the ground balls. Yeah. So if they're not marking it inside 50, they are winning ground balls.
First time Collingwood have been inside forward 50. Boundary throw in. Cameron win that one to Goldstein. Ball hits the ground level. Popped out now. Josh Dacos ran around, got the ball, bending back, but not bending back far enough. That's out of bounds on the full. Here's Kate McCarthy.
Interesting setup at their forward 50. Stoppages at the moment for Collingwood. So Josh Dacos, who had that shot. Brownie, back to you.
Turned it over on the exit. Collingwood might check to hurt them the other way. We'll tell you what happened in a moment, but what you need to know is the Pies are on the board. Through might check. Essendon 4 straight. Collingwood 1 straight. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Staff roading off good for long with luxurious Titanium Caravan.
It's a dodgy kick in from Essendon that just turned the ball over. Collingwood swooped on it and kicked the other way. But it's Josh Dacos. He's setting up forward of the stoppage. Usually your winger on the same side as the stoppage will set up on the back of the 50 to try and be that kick away and then keep it inside your 50. He's starting in front of the contest and then running around behind it to try and get on the move. So interesting tactical change from Collingwood in their forward 50.
Out of ball contested to be won. And again, it's the Bombers. Again, it's Durham sending a ball deep inside towards Big Peter Wright. Contested style. He's back and he hasn't shrunk and he hasn't lost any strength. Big Pete, and he'll line up in front of Frampton for Essendon's fifth, about 35 out.
Just allowed a run and jump, Peter Wright. And we know he's got a great pair of hands if he can get that launch. And it was Sammy Durham who's taken his second intercept mark in the space of a couple of minutes to keep the ball in the Bombers' front half. Did well.
Peter Wright, been out for a month with suspension, steers it home. Essendon's got five. Essendon 5 straight 24. Collingwood lagging as they were last week, 139 by 21 points on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, it was the third one that went inside 50. The first two needed spectacular efforts from Howe and Moore to stop the Bombers from taking an inside 50 grab. But then the third time, really nice kick out in front of 2 metre Peter, and Frampton just caught behind a little bit, couldn't contest. It was a very, very good mark from Peter Wright, who has very safe hands, and then he just did the rest.
And it's a contest, and it's going the way of Peter Wright against Darcy Moore, and this man kicks a long ball. As Nate said, he's got long levers. Mm. He'll be lining up from just on 50, I reckon. I don't think the distance will be an issue. He's a beautiful kick of the drop punt, this man.
He loves it normally from outside 50. Interesting watching Essendon's forward setup. They are really trying to isolate and separate these Collingwood tall defenders. The forwards are getting high, three of the smalls, and the three talls are spreading out.
Peter Wright to take it out with a 27-point lead. Nails the drop punt. Second for Big Pete. Essendon 6 straight on the biggest of stages. Collingwood getting blown away, 139. Already out to 27 points on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. We've still got 7 minutes 22 before the quarter time.
Grisham, high ball, top of the square. Front and centre goes Josh Dacos. His handball was a little bit errant. He got it back, though. Good enough. And then squeeze one to Scotty Pendlebury 10,000 times with the TW Sharon. And it was a ripper as always. But eventually it's knocked back here. And Mackay gets it to McGrath.
Small pocket of fans that did applaud and stand up. The rest of the stadium had no idea what was going on.
Mark.
There it is, up on the big screen.
Comes back across. Mackay. Short. Hits Dyson Heppel on the chest. All Essendon at the moment. Another man out in the pocket. Stringer! Big fly from Jakey. Stood on Quayner's head. Didn't mess up his hair, importantly. Couldn't bring it on the way down. Here's a chance for Bobby Hill. Take him on, Bobby. It's Laverde. Run round him, Bobby. Puts a little chipper out in the front of Elliott. Sets him a task. Bobby's coming through again, though. Laverde across the line. 36-9. That's Essendon up.
They get the kick out quickly, and within an instant, it's at half forward to Bobby Hill, who goes with a banana to the top of the square to Elliott. That's just about the play of the year from Bobby Hill. Goal to Elliott. And a big one for the Pies, just close to quarter time. 2-5-17. The Bombers are 6-1-37. Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
That was one of the classiest things you will see on the football field. That was just reading the moment perfectly. He put the jets on. He knew that Elliott was running to that perfect line of the goal square and just that beautiful inside-out check side.
Essendon will be disappointed, though. It was a slow point from Essendon, so they had time to set up behind the ball. I don't reckon you want Dyson Heppel on Bobby Hill.
So Bobby Hill sets one up for Jay Elliott, and they get their second much-needed the Pies. They still trail by 20 points, but if they could sneak one here in the last 55 seconds, it wouldn't be so bad! And the man that just continually wins the goal kicking for this football club, Brody Majacek, out of Burnie, will line up for his second. Saw him kick a 60-metre drop punt last week. What's he got today?
It's elite kick in traffic from Dacos, isn't it?
Cracking game of footy. This is to bring it back to 14 points for Brody. Hooks it. Collingwood getting more hands on the footy, too. They're 2-6. Essendon are 6-1. So it's a 19-point margin, 17 seconds before the first break.
Yeah, look at the back half of this quarter, Howie. The entries are even, 6 apiece. 2-1 to Essendon, 1-3 to 9. So Essendon have only won the quarter by 4 points since the 15-minute mark of this term.
The Bombers, they just want to run the clock down here. 7 seconds to go before quarter time. Darcy Moore takes a nice mark. He wants to get it moving quickly. He knows how long there is to go. He's looking for Bobby Hill, but the siren goes. And at quarter time of Anzac Day, a quarter owned by the Bombers, even though the Pies got one late. 6-1-37 Essendon, 2-6-18 the Bombers for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
So Anzac Day, quarter number two. The bounce is perfect again. Goldstein won the tap clearly to Gowie. Tried to get the ball out, but he couldn't. Dacos was in there as well. His handball went astray. Picking the football up was Stringer, who barreled one towards half forward. Coming out was Langford. He couldn't take it with him. Maynard fed a handball out towards a teammate in Noble. Noble at half back to Gowie under pressure. Big tackle laid by Jake Stringer. The umpire circles, and he's going to ping him for holding the ball.
Good ball out from Howe, straight to Moore at centre-half back. 60-metre pass it was. Pendlebury barrel! Love it on Anzac Day. Good work out. Tough one to mark. Majacek will get the free kick. They came back and didn't watch the footy. But we saw an Anzac Day barrel, Joey.
It was a pretty good one, too, because he did see Majacek get out the back offside without any Essendon players, and Pendles just thought, I don't have the drop punt in me anymore. I can't get it. 50-55, so he went for the barrel and it just got there.
Two of those 10,000 plus disposals, how many have been barrels from Scott Pendlebury?
Come back to you very shortly, Howie, won't be long.
What's he kicked so far, Majacek?
Yeah, Brody Majacek for Triple M. One goal three,
so he could have really dominated this game. Just to bring it back to 13 points, Collingwood dominating, but they're missing goals. Simply must kick this. 40 out directly in front. Majacek does just that. Two for Brody, and somehow Collingwood only trail by 13 points, 6-3 to 3-8. 13-point margin. We've seen this story so many times before. Collingwood on the way back. 12 and a half to go, second term.
The Bombers clear the area. Davey Jr., good handball from Langford, but Isaac Quainer, never beaten in a one-on-one, got the handball out. Here's Josh Dacos. He's normally pretty good by foot to the top of the square. Hoskin Elliott all on his own. It was a bit easy in the end for Hoskin Elliott. That's Joey's man.
Put it out, Jamie. Put it out. So, Jake.
So, he's 15 metres out directly in front. The best man on the ground last week was Hoskin Elliott. He got the Pies going after they were 31 behind. Can he do it again today? Hoskin Elliott for his first of the day. He's got it. The Pies have got three in a row. And it's tightening up at the MCG. A 7-point lead to the Bombers.
Yeah, brilliant last week, Hoskin Elliott. Just his first touch for the day today, Brownie, midway through the second quarter. But an important touch it was. And again, they're just building the pressure at Collingwood. You can see the runs, rundown chases from behind. They're winning the ground balls. And again, the reason why they're able to get that goal and the mark in the goal square is they had a player slip goal side, and Mason Redman had to defend two of them. Couldn't get the job done.
McGrath goes long, looking for Peter Wright. Doesn't quite get to the fall of the ball, and Maynard gets in between him and takes a mark and send it back inside forward 50.
There's a poor kick from McGrath. Puts Essendon straight back under pressure. You've got to go short, find some uncontested marks.
Maynard looking for Majacek. Ball got out the back. Majacek broke off the pack, and Majacek's got another one. Here come the Pies. Scores a level after a 27-point lead to the Bombers, and they kick the last four through Elliott. Majacek, Majacek, and Hoskin Elliott, and it's 40 apiece.
Well, that's the thing they haven't been able to find in this second term, Joey, the uncontested marks. So Essendon, first term, 27 uncontested marks. They've only taken 9 so far in this quarter.
Oh, at the back, Bobby Hill bounces away from him. Danger here for the Bombers side. Bottom looking for that possession. Off the ground. Elliott only as far as Heppel. No look, hand pass. Merritt trying to clear the area. Little fall to Davey. Gets out the back of him. Langford will be under pressure immediately. Hold the ball. Dacos takes the advantage. He takes it on his shoulders. Dacos! Of course Nick does. Kicks his first. Collingwood are in front. 5 on the trot for the Pies. 6-10 to 6-4. They're up by a goal. Nick Dacos could have gone back, but he said, no, no, no. I'm going to kick the goal.
Just they've ramped up the pressure in their forward half. Collingwood, the amount of tackles they've laid when Essendon have tried to get through, they've almost broken out from that sort of centre-half back area. And the Collingwood smalls just haven't allowed it. It's forced a number of repeat entries, and then now they're getting the scoreboard reward for it. They have just cranked it up like they did last week, Collingwood. Almost the identical situation with the Port Adelaide game. They will just not die. That time it was Pendlebury that laid the tackle to set up the Dacos goal.
Ball on the 50. Parrish under pressure again. Looking for Draper on centre wing. He got the ball out of ground level. Jake Stringer is the don't argue. He got the ball out to Hobbs, who flicked it out the back to Langford. Langford doesn't know what to do with it. He went backwards to Caldwell. Caldwell looking for Jones. Jones did well on the double grabber. Now he needs to move it quickly. He's got Cox leading up. He's got Draper dopping back. Draper's the one that stood still. Then he picked it up from ground level. Big Draper hooks it across his body. That's a big goal from the big man at a time when they needed it. And scores a level again. 46 apiece. An unlikely source at ground level, but he delivered. 2-point margin to the Bombers. 2 minutes 12 to go before halftime.
Merritt. Ground level. Parrish. Skews the ball forward. Clean bowl right. Another intercept from Darcy Moore. He's having a very good game of footy as the skipper. Gives it to Lipinski, who rolls along the ground. Wasn't the plan to go in. Had time to fumble. Give it back to Lipinski. Arches the back. Cameron. Slow build up. Mitchell. Oh, those little high around the corner kicks that are not that effective. The crisper gets a hand on it. Jones. Durham. Merritt.
Merritt found some space in the middle of the ground. Gresham usually uses the ball well. He's got Goldstein out. Doesn't go to Goldstein and puts them under pressure and mark taken by Frampton. But Goldstein was all on his own. 50 metre penalty as well. Big opportunity missed for the Bombers.
Move out.
That should be a double.
That is so dumb by Jake Kelly. The umpire couldn't have yelled at him anymore to get out of the way. Three times he yelled straight to Jake Kelly, get out, looking at him. And Jake Kelly just ignored him and then went and stood the mark.
And when they changed that rule a couple of seasons ago, the education they did with players around if someone's running for a 50, you have to be outside the zone. He was told three times and just did not move.
So three huge mistakes for the Bombers back-to-back. Gresham missed Goldstein on his own. They couldn't bring the ball to ground level. And then a double 50. And Frampton inside a minute to go before halftime to put the Pies back in front. Here goes Big Billy. Kick on the way. Does it come back enough? It doesn't. Through for one behind. And it's a point the difference. We've got the close one, Howie.
Oh, where'd we do, Noodles? Oh, where'd we do? Redmond. She lopped off that hair for amazing money for charity. And cancer. So, well done to Mason Redmond for hopping off those blocks for challenge.
Play on.
Nick Cox, defensive 50. Durham. Underneath the footy as a push.
Collingwood.
Going the way of Collingwood as everything is at the moment. 20 seconds on the clock. Kyle, give him the footy back. Or there'll be another 50.
15, play on.
So we've got 17 seconds. I'm not sure they know how tight time is. Dacos marks Stand. On the wing. Goes back inboard to Moore.
Stand.
9 seconds. Darcy needs to load it. Come on, Darcy. 6 seconds. Wow. Got to go inside 50. He does that. They need a mark. Siren's going to sound. Cox is the man. Big turn, Bombers. They trail by 19, the Pies, at quarter time. They turn around with a 4-goal-to-1 turn. They kick 4-5 on the trot there at 1 point till Draper answered. So halftime here at the mighty MCG. Essendon 7-6-48. Collingwood 6-11-47. The Bombers lead it by a point on Anzac Day.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
Essendon leader by a point. Second half, Anzac Day 2024. Stringer's in the middle, Durham. What a season he's had. Pendlebury, Cameron, lopes it forward. Bobby Hill will be dangerous if he gets out the back, but it doesn't because McGrath stands up in the contest, Nate, and takes a good mark.
Now he gives the Bombers an opportunity to go forward. Jakey Stringer, players out everywhere, make the right decision, and he does to Cox. Cox into the goal square. Big Peter Wright. They don't get any bigger, and they'll get a free kick. Advantage paid, and Alwyn Davey Jr. kicks the goal, and the Bombers get the all-important first one. 8-point margin, 55-47.
Yeah, better transition from the Bombers. That's back like what it was in the first quarter. And they look like they've got the game back on their terms early to start this third quarter. They're spreading the field. Their forwards are sort of pulling back a little bit to stretch Collingwood's defence. And they've been able to get through. I can't believe the umpire that was right in front of that contest didn't pay front on free kick. He actually called play on. And it was lucky there was the central umpire that said it was a free kick. Not that it really mattered as Alwyn Davey got the crumb anyway, but that should have 100% been a free kick to Peter Wright.
Degoe sends it to the pocket. Bobby Hill will stay down. Elliott! Oh, massive hanger, Jamie Elliott! You'll see that all around the world. That's a CNN. Play of the day style mark. He flew on McKay. He hung and he hung. And there's your mark of the year right there. Just give it to him, Jamie Elliott. Unbelievable grab.
That is going to look amazing on the still frame at the peak of that mark. That's as high as you'll see from a bloke that's 5'10".
Look at Bobby Hill in the background. He's loving it.
Oh, I think he should have soaked up the replays a bit more, Jamie Elliott. Can he kick the goal to really lift his team?
Yes!
Jamie Elliott, you are a superstar! Pops up the crowd. Sends it home from 45. 4-point lead Essendon, but that is one that will be played on Anzac Day openers for the next 25 years.
Great call, Howie. It certainly will be. And then to go back and finish, you remember, only a couple of years ago, he was a hero kicking the match-winning goal from almost the identical spot on the field. And to have the composure to go back after... Oh, I don't know what he got up there. That was amazing how high he got. The concentration. He would have got altitude sickness. And he's held onto it in the finish. Great moment in Anzac Day history.
Colwell, he's very hard, got the ball out. Durham under pressure, went into the middle of the ground. This is a big ball. Goldstein did well. They got it out. Gresham needs to give it. He's still got the football, Gresham. Got it out. Peter Wright's got a player over the top. He sweeps it over to Lakeford. Lakeford needs to use his head. Cool, calm, and collected. And he kicks the goal. Well done by Goldstein in the middle. And then Gresham was lucky, I reckon, but the Bombers get one back. 10-point margin, 63-53.
This game's really heating up. Both teams bringing a whole lot of pressure to this one, Joey.
I reckon this is going to be an Anzac Day epic. You can just tell the way this game's being played. Both teams are going to be playing this one to the death, Kate. This is going to go right down to the death knock. Great footy.
Turned over, trying to clear defence. They've kicked it straight to Nicky Dacos. Even Nick couldn't kick it from here. Little slider, and look at who's just popped up in a hole. It's Lipinski who kicked four last week, did Patty. This to bring it back to a three-point margin. We have got the close one, Nate. 9-9 to 7-12. It's a nine-point lead to Essendon. It was Essendon by 19 at quarter time, one at halftime. They've kicked 2-goals-to-1 this term. But Jamie Elliott's taken mark of the year as well. They don't miss that on the highlights. Patty Lipinski for his 11th disposal. From directly in front, needs to kick the goal. Lipinski does kick the goal. 3-point game. Bombers up 9-9, 8-12, 63-60.
I reckon we've seen this three or four times in this game from Essendon when they've looked in control. They've just had defensive lapses where they've switched off. So once Nick Dacos won that footy 70 out, Essendon needed to be well organised inside their defensive 50, yet they all just disappeared and left this huge big hole that Lipinski was just standing in. He didn't even have to move for the easy uncontested marks. Just these lapses in concentration have cost them about three or four goals.
So Laverty. He's looking for Draper. Draper leads up now. Over the back is Frampton. Fists it back. Maynard at the front of the pack. Chips it to DeGoey. Went over his head.
Advantage
paid. A free kick was going to be paid to the Collingwood Football Club. But now McCreary. They won't catch him. He's too quick. Right foot. Looking for Schultz. And he finds him on his chest. 45 out. 45 to Granville.
Well, that came out from the Laverde kick. We spoke about him controlling the ball. He just sort of played on and kicked the hobble. It allowed Collingwood to get the fist in and then generate some energy on the ball. Win it back from half-back, get some speed on it, and put their Essendon defenders under pressure. If you just find an uncontested mark, Parrish was free below us. They could still build it up and be a bit more set behind the footy and apply pressure in their forward half.
To put Collingwood back in front, the former Docker. 45 out, kick on the way. It looks good. It holds its line, and the Pies are in front by three. 66-63, Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Just having a look at the Harvey Norman replay and the picture posted of Jamie Elliott. Harvey Norman is serious about sound. Shop speakers, sound bars, party boxes and more in store online at Harvey Norman. Ash, for Red Z Lending, how long has Collingwood been in front of this game for?
Yeah, Triple M Red Z, Brownie, good question. They've only been in front for 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Bombers at 77 and a half minutes.
Draper. Yep. Gets it to Stringer's advantage, as Kate said. He's taken centre bounces in there, Jakey Stringer, then played forward. Dersma looks for Langford in dangerous position. Jim Moore does well. He was out of position. He slapped the crew from behind. 9-12-66, Collingwood. 9-10-64, Essendon.
That's so hard to do what Darcy Moore just did then. He got worked under the footy because he didn't quite read the flight. Was still able to turn around, make contact with the ball, not the player, and spoil it through.
Good call, Kate. Extraordinarily hard to do. And he made it look easy. And the Pies clear the area. At the front of the pack is Mitchell. He's tackled by Caldwell. Got it to Quainer. It's a high ball. Going back with the flight is Nick Martin. Going through with courage was multiple players. Martin stood up. Got the kick wide, but it'll be out of bounds on the full. Good pressure by the Pies. We're down to a minute to go.
That was Jamie Elliott who launched. He's feeling good about himself, Howie. He thinks he's got another one in him. He launched from about four deep and got a good ride.
Stood on young Jake Kelly. Did Jay Elliott. Josh Dacos to a contested position at half forward for the Pies. Cox couldn't get rid of the footy. Mitchell looked for the free kick. Umpire didn't want to pay it. Cox caught again. Dacos, little kick, was stymied. And now Martin. Low ball is good to Langford. Careful, Darcy. Don't go. We have 50.
Darcy, play on.
Plays on now. Langford. Nice high drop punt. Good for Peter. Right. Oh, Pete. Nearly. Davey. Stripped of the footy. Hand passes back. Laverde gives up ground to McGrath. He sets himself for a banger inside. Jones on the stretch. Good build up by the Bombers. And Harry Jones will line up after the siren to give his team a four-point lead. We have got the close one, Nate. So he won't be able to play on. He'll kick it from 36 metres out, 3 metres inside the boundary on the outer side. Harrison Jones.
Good news was he went straight back for the drop punt before the siren even went, so he was pretty comfortable, obviously, on the correct side for him as well.
With the shag on top, the blue boots, a beautiful poppy-inspired sash on the Essendon jumper. Harry Jones to give his team the lead going into the three-quarter time break for a second goal. Harry Jones gets it skinny. 1 point margin going into the final term. Everything you hoped the game would be. The Bombers trail 9-11-65 to the Pies 9-12-66.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
All right, who's going to win the game?
Don't know. Don't know, Howie. There's my expert comments. No, this is going right down to the wire. We knew this. You could tell early in the third quarter the way that it was played. It's going to go right down to the death knock. It's which team can just handle the pressure, take their opportunities and get some big moments. So, it's going to be a 50-50 game.
Robbo, a bit of confusion down there.
No confusion at all. Tommy Mitchell is the one who's been subbed, so he's sitting in the back. Harvey Harrison gets his chance. Little speedy forward, his first game this year. Played four last year. Let's see how he goes. Elliott is the best mark I've seen.
I was just meaning the Essendon bench. They didn't have a player out there. They had 17 players, and the Essendon bench down there was very, very confused, and I think they still are, and out wondering what's going on.
It's because the names that they've got isn't the names that are on the bench at the moment.
So now the confusion continues because Nick Cox is going to come off and Parrish is going to come on. So a little bit of confusion to start the last quarter. You'll figure it out, though.
Yeah, AFL officials involved, just making sure it's all sorted. Now it looks like we're all under control. So just a
lady on the bench pressing looks very nervous. Yeah, shipping away a goal, but did a good job. All's well that ends well, and we'll start the last quarter. The McDonald's Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy. It's a point lead to the Pies. Draper won that one clearly. Durham's been good. Left foot to half forward. Darcy Moore comes out, can't mark the ball, but he was the first one there. Davey Jr. picked it up, wants to get the handball out. He ran around about four people and he did a 360 and then tumbled the ball inside forward 50. Darcy Cameron then handballed it straight back to him. Might have got one high. And he beat Pink for holding the ball in the end. And John Noble takes a free kick.
Gee, he was tackled right over the right shoulder, as clear as day. Right in front of the umpire.
Stiff on the Harvey Norman. Harvey Norman is serious about sound. Shop, speakers, sound bars, party boxes and more in store online at Harvey Norman. You got a party box, Noodles?
No, I don't, Harvey. I'd love to know what one is, though.
You should get one.
Maynard's looking for Degawi. Uses his body well.
Holding.
A free kick, going a holding good. Against Merritt.
Stand loud.
Merritt doesn't complain. He realised what he did. Hoskin Elliott, possession number three to Bobby Hill. Still two Stand. Kicks from home, Bobby.
Stand.
His real name's Ian. He's just slowing the footy up at the moment.
Move it on. Play on.
Collingwood, you feel like they've got the better running at the moment. Bobby Hill handballs it out to Josh Dacos. He almost fooled everybody from 48. Josh Dacos, does he bring it back enough? More he just started it out to the right. And it came back beautifully. And the Pies have their highest lead of the game by seven.
Well, the party trick from Bobby Hill to start with, he faked a kick about three or four times so that then that drew the man on the mark towards him. He knew that Dacos had slipped out into a little bit of space. I think Bobby wanted the 1-2 back, but Dacos said, don't worry, I've got it from here, put it on his right boot, and that was as good a finish from Stringer that we saw in the first turn. That was a great goal from Dacos.
Big kick out of the middle. They took the game on, but it might come back to the Bombers. Well done by Maynard. Sock it into the middle of the ground. And here comes Mackay. Good ball. And he finds the big man Draper inside the centre square. Handballs it off to Redmond. Redmond, good kick. Inside forward 50 and Langford. He's been quiet, Langford. He kicked the first goal of the game. He kicked one in the third term. What are his numbers, Ash, for the two goals?
Yeah, 9 disposals and 4 marks.
It's a good find, though, by Redmond. And a slow play. Collingwood had a lot of numbers zoning their defensive 50. So to be able to find an uncontested mark to a play that's a pretty good set shot, it's a good result.
Carl Langford, probably their go-to forward over the last 18 months. Hands in the air. Bombers get one back. They're not done with yet. And scores a level 72 apiece. Beacon Trade scoreboard, your trade partner in lighting, fans, electrical accessories for the Aussie home. Beacon Trade, let's make light work.
There's a lot of talk coming into this game, Kate, about the tools for Essendon. Going in with Goldstein, Draper and bringing in Peter Wright certainly hasn't been an issue. If anything, it's probably been a slight advantage with the dominance they've had around clearance. Peter Wright's been able to hit the scoreboard, so it's probably been a win from the coach's box coming into this game. But it was a nice find, as we said, from Redmond. He's such a beautiful kick, Kyle Langford. It was Draper that was involved in disrupting the set play from Howe to Maynard straight down the middle of the ground, and then Draper got that mark back in return. So well done by the big man.
Jakey Boy. Left foot, bang around the corner. Centre wing. Noble came with a fist, could have potentially taken the mark. Spills out the back. Gresham shrugs one tackle, goes back in by hand. Caldwell. Further on again, Martin. Steps. Martin. Listen to the Essendon crowd! Pandemonium at the G. Bombers last two, leader by a kick, 11-12-78. Collingwood 10-12-72. And if you're hoping to come to the footy today, this is the game you wanted to see.
Handball come out. Heppel on the left. Small ball into the middle of the ground. Caldwell. Caldwell. Asking for 50 metres. But now he goes to the middle of the MCG. He's got a player on. Parrish. Ball got over the back. Martin's just kicked one. Can he pick it up and do it again? Double the dose. Top of the square. Latham's got it again. The Bombers, moments ago, were 7 points down. And now to go two goals up.
Well, the call to move Nick Martin forward has paid dividends. Absolutely. Just a dart for Cole Langford. Centre clearance again. Stringer was involved. He didn't win the clearance, but he laid the tackle on Crisp to force the ball to spill out. They got some confidence. Their tail up now, Essendon.
It's always a nasty little distance, the 15-metre one.
Not for this bloke.
Langford for four to the punt road end. And a two-goal lead to the Bombers. On Anzac Day, in front of 95,000.
Well, it's been a bit of a coaching masterclass this afternoon from Brad Scott. All of the decisions that he has made, either on the fly or coming into this one, have paid off dividends. The three talls we've touched on, Stringer into the centre bounce, and now Nick Martin being the one that's been flipped forward to try and change something in this game. And the two goals of this quarter so far have come directly from that decision, Joey.
And just like the first quarter, the start, centre bounces, they've won all four inside 50, 7-1. And most importantly, they're scoring when they get it inside 50. Because it's from centre bounce, it's 6-6-6. Collingwood haven't got all their numbers back, and that's when the Bombers look their most dangerous.
Maynard look for Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill's got some space. Mackay goes back, fists the ball to ground level. Meyer check, handballed off. Kick it, goal by Harvey Harrison. What an entry into the game. And the Pies get back to 5 points. 84 plays 79.
As I just touched on, they are never, ever going to slow down Collingwood. As soon as they're under pressure, they just ramp it up and they charge off half-back to get the ball. And it was almost a goal to Degoe. And then again, they attacked the contest from Mason Cox. Didn't hold himself up. They just kept it moving. They keep driving it forward and they keep challenging him as a defence. Essendon have got to stay switched on. They have to keep playing aggressive footy because you know the Pies will keep coming.
Left foot to the top of 50. Mason Cox over the back. McCreary. Hine fell over and allowed McCreary some space. And he makes it pay. The Pies are back in front by a point. Bad time to fall over. McCreary said thank you.
Well, how cruel is footy sometimes? He sat on the bench the whole day as the sub, and then his first moment to impact this game, he's just slipped over at the most inopportune time. McCreary good enough to get the ball and finish it and make them pay, but you got to feel sorry for Nick Hind in that situation. Nothing he could really do about it.
2:57 on the clock. Collingwood leader by a point. Could be a draw. Could be a draw.
Cox limps off. We'll get down to Rubbo in a minute. Caldwell. Durham. Tackled by Harvey Harrison. And it comes off a player's head, I reckon. There was a kick into Chris, bounced off his head, and went out of bounds. Robbo. No worries.
Hey, Bombers just need to think about what they want to do in this scenario. Do they still want to give Collingwood an extra defender, or do they want to try and even it up? Because Dacos is now drifting back in defence. That's Josh Dacos.
Collingwood's so good at this. They can defend the smallest of margins. They're going to need to because it's a point. 2:40 on the clock. McGrath, piercing ball into the middle. Picked up. Redmond, Heppel set a task. Bobby Hill arrives and takes it off him. Steals it off him. Does Bobby. The crisper forward by hand. Elliott takes his time. He needs support, so he does a full 360. Gets around his man, Jamie. Now he's got the time he needed. Goes inside. Kicks it straight to the Bombers. 2:17.
What have they got on the outer side? They've got it to Martin. Martin's got a player ahead of him. That's Gresham. Gresham moves the ball quickly. There's players back. 2 metre Peter. Got to run at it. Couldn't quite do it. Well done by Frampton. Cleared the area towards the logo. Durham did well to come in from the side. Durst has got an opportunity. Forward handball, Gresham again. The Bombers go inside forward 50. Lakeford's got it. Lakeford's got it. He's the best kick in the team. They kept coming, the Bombers. And they got a result.
Gee, that was up and back. It was just little moments that could have gone either way. Little contests that could decide the game. The kick from Durham, it wasn't intended for Langford, but sometimes luck just falls your way.
The Pies lead by a point. The clock ticks down to 1:20. Langford's kick four. Is he the hero to the punt road end to put the Bombers back in front? It goes wide and he's missed. And scores a level. 85 apiece.
Everything you love about footy, everything you love about this day will be decided in the next 66 seconds. It's all square. Cameron's going to get a free kick centre wing. Who's going to stand up in the biggest moment on the biggest stage? Nick Dacos has been huge. Goes on up and under, down towards Majacek. Fisted away from him. He's at ground level, so is Tagoe. Clock continues down to 45 seconds. Collingwood centre forward, only as far as Hine.
Davey paddles it, probably wants the boundary from there, and he gets it.
Biggest clearance of the day, obviously. 37 seconds to go. Collingwood have got two behind the ball. Essendon are starting to man them up now. Who's going to play to win? Who's going to play just to try and save it?
Huge stoppage. Goldstein and Cameron. Goldstein takes the front position. He won it down. Nick Dacos tracks the football. Underneath that football, it pops out to Pendlebury. Going to be a free kick. The umpire's going to pay the advantage towards half forward. And Jamie Elliott dropped the mark. Let the Bombers in. And from half back, they go bang to the wing.
Would have been a set shot for Elliott. Early fly. 17 seconds on the clock. Collingwood drive it forward. Hine takes the mark. It's going to be a draw. If Hine can hit a target, it's going to be a draw. He doesn't quite hit a target. Goes to Merritt. 7 seconds on the clock. High ball towards Darcy Moore. Marks. Siren's going to sound. Draw on Anzac Day. The 29th edition. The first was a draw. It is a draw at the MCG. The players don't know what to think. The crowd don't know what to think. But it's something special we've seen here today. Essendon 12-13-85. Collingwood 12-13-85. Anzac Day is a draw.
You said we had the close one, Howie. You were spot on. We had the close one, all right.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday. And get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.